Hey guys, it is Tracy and
AJ.
Yay! We're back. Welcome back. Ooh, hey. So, what are we talking about today?
We're gonna talk about something that came to mind. Ooh, I've come undone.
Oh.
Have you ever just been like reflecting on a time where you were nice and you should have been mean? And you were just like,
that's like every day.
I just spit on you because who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah,
I don't
no,
know. Sometimes
I
just think like, I mean, I even go back to like, dang, I should have like tripped them in the third grade. Like, why do I hold on to stuff for so long?
It's okay. I mean, I do. But I always talk a big game. Like, boy, if that happened to me, I'd be doing this and that, or I'd say that, or I do this. And then when something does happen, I'm kind of like, okay. And I take the high road. And then 2 hours later, I'm like, I should have done this and that. And it, you know, and
hindsight is 20/20, but there was one time I really did act on something. It was so funny. We were in church. It was a Sunday night and I was like 13.
It had to happen in church.
Oh yeah. I was just like, God has not given me the spirit of fear. And me and this guy was like going back and forth and we were like best friends at the time, but like we were always like fighting. He was like, your mom. And I said, what'd you say? And I like got him to lean in closer because it was loud. Like I was at a Pentecostal church. So they were like speaking in tongues and yelling, whatever. And I just like punched him right in the mouth and he was like bleeding. I don't know why I told that story, but I was just like,
I love it. Did they ask you to leave or were they just
no,
kind of break it up?
No, nobody even noticed. He just like sat down and like,
they were like
wiped his mouth.
He's like,
because we were in like the youth section, so nobody could even like get to us if they wanted to. But.
Well, in the youth section, maybe that happens. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
So today,
how do we
start this off?
I feel like this is a part two of like the front desk woes that we had.
Right. How hard it is like, finding a front desk. And we have a great front desk girl now. She cannot go to college. Elizabeth, you're not allowed to go to college. You're not allowed to have kids, get married. You're not allowed to like anything because we love you.
Grow your skills, your salary. I'll even contribute to your income.
We can start your retirement. Like,
why not?
You're just going to live at the salon in the back.
Edward Jones, here we come with Elizabeth's name on.
This would be a part two to that. Or a spinoff from that.
Mm-hmm. Like adjacent.
Yes.
So Emma and I almost kind of talked about like preparing yourself out of hair school from a student perspective. But this is like as someone who's had assistants and a salon owner.
Also, yes, true. But I think that there's certain things that even if you are listening or like what you guys were talking about, things that I ask assistants whenever they first are like, hi, I'm interested.
Yes.
And everybody's different when they graduate. I'm not going to say I don't think it matters what school you go to. I think more like certain schools have more hands-on experience than others or just whatever. And everybody does start somewhere. I mean, I can't even remember whenever I started what I was even doing. I know I couldn't cut very well. Mm-hmm. I knew how to foil pretty good, but I didn't even know the colors as to why I was doing what I was doing. I would just mix bleach and mix a dark, and then that was all I was doing. So, I mean, I wasn't good. How are we going to start this off? Like, how are we going to...
Okay, let me just start it.
Are we going to talk about, like, what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, let's get into it. Let's give the abridged version and lead into kind of like, especially out of this experience, especially like someone that might want an assist or whatever, it's how to just kind of be prepared for this.
Right. And every salon is different and every stylist is different. And I think that this is why sometimes it's really hard to convey what you're needing and what you're wanting. You just have to really figure out as a stylist what you want for an assistant. And I don't think it should just mean someone to sweep up my hair and wash my bowls. Like, you really have to expect that they're not going to know much in the beginning and that they're also there to benefit from it as well.
Yeah.
And that in the beginning it is hard because you obviously don't know each other very well. They're not going to know how you work. You're not going to know how they work or how they learn. And so, you know, it can be a little rocky in the beginning, but I think if the assistant and then the stylist is willing to kind of like stick it out and really communicate, then it can be great. Like I've said this before on the podcast, sorry again, Caitlin, she didn't know anything at all. Like she had no hands-on experience because her second year at the Votek was all COVID. So they didn't even get to practice on any real people.
And sometimes it's actually a really good thing to have a blank canvas because even though it's hard to start from scratch, you don't have to like have them unlearn bad habits.
True. But they also just washed mannequins. Mm-hmm. Like they wouldn't. And the only way that you could actually wash on people was if you did the student's hair. But the only way that they could get their hair done is if they did someone else's. And she was like, I didn't want anyone touching my hair because she's very protective over her hair.
I mean, it's long and beautiful.
Right. And so she was like, so I never got my hair done. I didn't want to, so I really didn't get to do anybody else's. So that's where she had came in and was like, I have no idea.
So,
but she was very vocal about what she knew, what she didn't.
Which is a huge kind of talking point for us is like,
right,
where is your focus and do you have determination? So we had, and she's wonderful. Again,
definitely
just like
wonderful.
With the front desk person that we talked about.
Yeah. Love her as a person.
And I mean like, just a wonderful, like, ray of sunshine. Like, there's really no other. I mean, super polite, super helpful. And she almost wanted to start off as the front desk person. Mm-hmm. But that was, like, in her comfort zone. And we were just like, you graduated hair school. You're about to test. Like, you want to do this. Like, why are you just? And she was like, I'm afraid to do hair.
Yeah.
So as time goes on, she was supposed to be your assistant. But she was the salon assistant. So it was, like, certain days she would help me and Sydney. And then like Thursday, Friday.
I initially had hired this person like, hey, because Caitlin at the end of this year is just going to be a full-time stylist on her own.
Yeah.
Like, you know, which is great.
It's
like,
time.
It's time. Like, that's what we want, you know. And I mean, and she's built her clientele. It's all good. She's been with me about a year and a half. So it was like, you're starting now. We are going to train you like how we do things. So you're going to get like 12 weeks of training. And then once she goes off, then it's just going to be me and you. And then you won't be completely lost. Like whenever you're, you know, starting. And then that was the agreement. But she said, well, I would rather work more than 2 days a week or get paid more than 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was going to get paid during this whole time. And I was like, well, then if you want, then you can assist the salon, you know, AJ and Sydney, like on Mondays or Tuesdays, get your feet wet. Like, you've never been in a salon. You can kind of see how everybody does everything. You can see how it runs, you know, and then Thursdays and Fridays you're with us. So that was the initial thing.
And it was pretty clear. It seemed.
Yeah.
And then it got weird.
And then it kind of got weird.
So from my point of view, which isn't very much different, but it was like, she actually started off like never talking to me, but she would. And so one day I just needed help. I don't know how I ever booked myself, whatever. And I said, hey, do you want to help me do this? And she like jumped all over. And I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
But I was always kind of like by myself. It was like me and Sydney. So nobody kind of knew that she would. I was like, she washes hair great.
Yeah.
She helped me foil a little bit. And I mean, she had some skills. And then it was like, you know, she started talking about like, should I do booth rent? Should I do commission? How do I make money? I don't know when I want to start. A little bit of like, I don't know who I want to assist because I don't want to step on Caitlin's toes. So she would just always kind of stand back. But then she like gravitated toward me.
Yeah.
And then it just happened that I was just like, I do kind of need help on these days, but not intentionally. And then like certain conversations happen. You're just like, but who do you want to assist?
Right. So I just said, hey, like, we love you or whatever. But if you want to assist AJ, then maybe we can work something out where maybe he doesn't need help. Like, maybe you can assist both of us. Because there are groups of stylists, like two pairs of stylists that will have an assistant and they'll help both, or they'll help like one day and then like two the other day, or just whatever.
And it would have worked out because you don't work Mondays, and like Mondays are typically my like busiest day, and you needed her on other days. And I was like,
right. But it was all up in the air. And she's like, well, I don't know who I want to assist. I mean, I'll just do whatever you guys tell me to do. But it was like, but I am telling you to assist me and Caitlin. But so I had her help me fully one day, and then she had went back in the back and apologized to Caitlin because she was like, I feel like I'm taking your place. And Caitlin's like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, yeah.
And then so, and then the whole booth rent and commission thing came up. I told her, here's the difference between booth rent and commission.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your booth rent is your business, rented booth, you set your own prices, you set your own hours. Like, yeah, we can still help you. You know, obviously we're a team. Like, we still want everyone to be comfortable doing what they're doing, but that's it. And she's like, well, what if I'm not here? Okay. Yeah. But you still pay booth rent. And then, so she goes over to commission. Well, tell me what this is. And I'm like, well, we would be 60-40, me being 60, you being 40. And she's like, well, but what if I use my own things? And it's like,
but that's not how it works. You can, but I'm providing everything.
Right. And then she's like, well, I don't want most of my money taken. And I'm like, well, you can't think of it that way. Mm-hmm. But there's kind of only two options right there. And then she couldn't make a decision, which is fine. And I told her numerous times, you don't need to make a decision like today or right now. But
she never kind of came back around to it. So I guess the first thing too, if you're straight out of school and wanted to assist or whatever, you have to kind of be decisive.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, what is your direction? And this was like right. Very much like, anytime we asked her to do something, she's like, if that's what you want me to do or whatever you tell me to do. But like, I could tell her to do something and she'd be like, right on it and mm-hmm. do it. And I had a great, not that we had a bad experience, but like, I never had confusion with her like you guys did. And it was almost like I interacted with a very different person.
Right.
But then you would ask her like, hey, do you want to mix up some bleach? And she's like, I don't, like, yeah, maybe. And you were like, just like, okay. Do you or don't you? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. That's how it came across.
No, yeah. That's what she would do. Like, okay, well, I can try.
But it was like in front of clients.
Right. But I'm like, well, then go back here. And I'm like, but this is why, like, I want you to work with us on certain days so that we can tell you, like, how we mix things in the color line that we use and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that she would get sidetracked, which was the, you know, more of the bigger deal.
She'd actually zone out. Like, no, you would think she's paying attention. At one point you were like, hey, right here.
Right. Like, in, yeah, she was like staring out the window and she's like, oh, sorry.
It was just like a nervous thing. Like, I was,
could be nervous,
like dissociating. It was just like, this is a lot.
Right. But basically with my assistants, I just commission, I will do with someone, but I feel like that the ultimate goal is you're going to make more money booth renting.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like that's what I want everybody to get to. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a full-blown commission salon. I don't want to, you know, do all that stuff. I just don't. Like, yeah. But I'm willing to help and train and do all of those things. And I'm willing to do commission for a while until you get to a point to where you're like Caitlin. Caitlin's mm-hmm. great. Like, she doesn't need any help doing anything. She's got a lot of extension clients. Yeah, it took her a little bit to get there. But Caitlin's like, this person would ask her, well, how did you get so busy so fast?
And it's, she was like asking everybody this.
Everybody these different, and I'm like, but everybody's path is a little yeah. different.
And to put it in a context, Caitlin and this girl are very close in age. Like yeah. maybe not even a year apart.
Right. Yeah.
And so
if that, yeah.
And not that this girl has terrible work ethic. It was just, she was very confused. And Caitlin put in the work and kind of said, I post a lot and a lot of it is hair related, but it's not me actually posting my work. Like, she's like, I have, but I'm just very present and I put my information out there. And she was like, social media is your, like, we all just stress. It's like, you don't have to be like heavy on social media, but like, people want to see it. And so that was a huge issue in the beginning. It was like, she never posted any work, but
but she didn't have a social media page. And I was
at
like,
all.
Well, I was like, honestly, like, whenever you start hair school, you should just start a page. She's like, well, no, but I never did. And I'm like, clearly, and that's fine. So right, start one it. Now
mm-hmm.
and then let's get some pictures up. And then I was offering like, hey, blow dry and curl my clients, take pictures, tag you in them. And
yeah, it's so like, you can even collab. If you help me, we can share the same picture.
But she kind of just never, what's the word, was motivated enough to do that. It was like, yeah. we would have to be like, hey, so right now we're going to post this and we're going to tag you. And then now go on your phone and go ahead and reshare it.
And she would never like, she reshared one thing. And it was like, she was actually tagged in a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And then her other job, which is a really cool job, but
yeah,
she didn't want to like take any pictures. Now she's like, well, I'll just start another hair page. And then she never did. And she was like, well, do I need to delete all my pictures? And it just like got really confusing. It's like, some of us use our personal page as our business page
yeah.
and you don't have to separate it.
No.
But then it was kind of like, and I hate to laugh about it, but it was like, she would posting that some would be good work, but it was like in her house, poor lighting. I'm like, are these like water bottles on the table? Like, and it was like distracting. And I'm like, she was actually really good at men's cuts. And I said, girl, let's do the math. You do $20-$25 haircuts and you book all men's cuts one day. I was like, you make your booth rent and money. And then you hadn't even offered her like, hey, I'm not even gonna charge you like to get your clients up, do wash and blow dries. And she was like,
well, yeah, I said, here, how about this? One day that you're here, I'll pay you your salary or your hourly, and then you can just advertise free blowouts, and then you can use all my product. And she didn't want to do that. She told Caitlin, well, I don't just not want to get paid for the blowouts. I'm like, you're getting paid hourly. This is just a favor to you to get content.
Yeah.
But honestly, I've never had an assistant like that. They're already just really self-motivated. Like Caitlin was getting annoyed because she was like, literally, you asked me this like twice a week, what I did to get busy. And she was
and
like,
they
this
almost
isn't...
got into a wreck.
Yeah. She was like,
yeah. They were going to get lunch and she was like driving and she's like looking at Caitlin, like going in the oncoming traffic.
She's looking at Caitlin, goes in an exit only, which is like only a one lane, talking about like, I don't know what I want to do with hair and all this. And Caitlin's like, please drive. Like we're about to, and it's just like, I don't, but Caitlin was like, dude, do the things that we're telling you to do. Like we are telling you social media. And she's
like, it
was
very much a conversation where I was, I don't know what to do, but I won't do that.
Right.
Or she just like passively meatloaf. Would just be like,
I will do anything for hair, but I won't do that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, but like, but it's like, but honestly, but you need to do these things. Like there isn't, I don't know if she just thought like, oh, I'm just going to be handed a ton of people or what. So.
And her learning style was very strange. Again, I never had a problem with her. And I wouldn't even say I had a problem with her. But in the end, a lot of messages got confused. Like,
yeah.
It was almost like she was asking me for permission to do stuff. And I'm like, why don't you talk to Tracy? Like, she's not scary. I'm like, honestly, like, I laugh, I joke and whatever. And I'm like, when I'm over it, I'm like, I secretly am like the mean one, probably like the meanest one there, but it just hasn't come out yet. But like, even her learning style was very like confusing because she would want to have like conversations that were like sit down conversations or like she would try and talk business. But some other thing, especially like with the client that needed a color correction and you have been working with her and she had it like, she didn't know the background. She's like, why does it look like that? What is this? And it was just like,
why are you toning her with that?
Why are these extensions two different colors? Did you mean to do that?
I'm like, okay.
And you would just like look at her and it was like social cues went, like she was just so focused on like whatever. And it's like, okay, we're already figuring out that you're working from ground zero. And then you're saying stuff like somebody's doing it wrong. And it's like, you have no
idea. Yeah, I don't think she thought we were doing it wrong. I just think that like you're saying the social cues like maybe like weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really.
I mean, there was just like a lot of confusion. We're just like, what's happening right now?
Right.
And then
it was just getting frustrating.
Because she was doing hair out of her home. And then she was like fixated on like, well, I want to do this with my mom's hair. And then
she would walk around and also ask all of us the same questions. And I'm like,
which was contributing to her confusion.
Exactly. Because I'm like, there are a lot of different ways to get the same look.
Yeah.
So if you're just asking, you're just going to be more and more confused.
Mm-hmm. So then kind of to round it off with me, she was like asking about these two clients and they were blonde clients. And she was like, this is what they're doing. I don't know what I should do. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to do hair at another salon. And I said, why would you do that? You could just like go booth rent here. Like you kind of have made the shit. Well, I don't want to go booth rent until such and such a date. And I said, it sounds like you have clients that need to like be at the salon. Well, I already told Tracy. And I'm like, why am I helping you to an answer? And you're just like, but.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Well, she said, well, my friend said I can do hair at her salon, but I got to sign all these consents. And like, to my advantage, our salon front desk, Elizabeth was there. I kind of know what to call her, but like what her title was. But she was just sitting at the front desk and she was kind of like laughing at me because I was just like, what are you talking about?
Right.
But I said, why don't you have this conversation with Tracy? Like, I can't answer this question for you. And I said, if you want to work tonight, it looks really weird that you're going to go to someone else's salon.
And mind you, you were already done like an hour prior and she was supposed to be helping us. didn't talk to us.
She was actually supposed to be on her mannequin showing us how to, she does extensions.
Didn't really want to do that.
She walked off and you're like, you can use all my stuff. She's like, AJ, can I use your stuff? Which I didn't care.
No, I know that.
But it was just kind of like, you're still not even following like simple directions.
Right.
And she had been to two classes and she kind of sewed it all wrong.
Right.
Like, it was just like, wait, but she wanted to like sew extensions.
She was like, when am I allowed to sew?
Yeah, when can I sew with you?
Your clients. And I'm like,
she's never worked. Like, she never did anything with you. I think I was the only one. She root shadowed. She helped me tone.
No, she had done like some root touches with me and stuff like that. And blow dries, obviously.
Yeah.
But she wanted to like sew. And she was talking about like how much money she was going to make. And I'm like, but you need to show me that you have the skills.
And she just like walked off.
Right.
She never like finished it.
So I'm kind of like,
Look. Because she was like, will you go to the store? And I said, if I have enough time. And I did have enough time, but then she was like talking to me. And
that's the thing, like asking to go to the store when, hey, remember what day it is? It's Thursday. You're supposed to be helping us.
Yeah. And I said, you know what? Have a conversation with Tracy. You can do a day rate, probably.
Right.
And that makes more sense. I said, but you need to consider doing booth rent because I'm like, the day rate doesn't, you're losing money doing it like this.
Yeah.
Apparently she went up to you. She's like, AJ said I can do X, Y, and Z. And I was like,
working on a client and I had another one coming in 10 minutes, hence why I double booked myself because, hey, hello, right. And she walks up while I'm coloring. My client was like, hey, I was just wondering if I could do some clients tonight because AJ said something about a day rate. And I'm like, okay, well, let me talk to you about it in a few minutes.
This ain't the right time.
And then I just didn't even know what to say. And me and Caitlin's over there just like, I'm like, I've just thrown my hands up at this point. Like, clearly she doesn't want to assist us. Maybe she wants to do her own thing. That's fine. So I'm like, AJ, did you tell her that she could do a day rate? Clearly I wasn't even mad at you and I did believe you,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't tell me any of the possibly going to work at another salon or whatever.
Cause I just felt like that would have made us look weird.
Well, right. And I'm like, and if there's a chance that you may go work at another, but the whole thing was weird. She never wanted to communicate with me anything, which I thought was very awkward.
Because and I had to redirect her a lot too. Cause I said, it's about respect. And I was like, I have no power. Like I just do my thing and I don't try and step on toes. But I was like, I don't pay you. Like I can't give you permission for 90% of the questions you ask me.
Yeah. But then after that, I kind of already had decided like, this probably is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like letting people go, but even the letting go was awkward.
It was. Well, because you had sent her a message because again, too, like with her other job, it's really involved.
Definitely.
She was kind of taking off days. I don't know if that was,
she had some prior, you know, work scheduling and was like, hey, here's this and that that I need off for. And her schedule changed a couple times, which fine.
Mm-hmm. And then we kind of was just like, hey, of course you headed it up. And we were there kind of just to get feedback.
And I wanted you guys there because she had been working with you guys. And she had kind of given you guys she had kind of been telling all three of us something.
Different.
Variations of, mm-hmm. of things. Like, okay, like weird. So that's why I wanted you guys there.
And she was like, you know, you were like, we've decided to let you go. Like, we don't want to drag this out.
I'm
if
just going to come out.
If you want feedback.
Yeah.
We're really, because it would help you. And you were very controlled. You said the guidance that you need, you would do very well to commission salon.
Because I think that she needs someone to just tell her what to do.
And you gave her
A, B, C, and
examples
D.
of where she could go. Cause you were like, they do mannequin work like Monday, Tuesday. And then you like help. And I think that would do well with your confidence. And it was just weird though. Cause when you said, I'm going to let you go, she goes, yeah, I totally agree.
Right.
And it kind of felt like our old front desk guy where
right.
he's like,
I was
going to
quit
anyway.
I'm like, okay. Not that I expected her to like freak out or, and I'm not like, ha ha, I need the final, you know, say.
And then it kind of just like progressed.
But then it kind
defensive.
Of got weird. Yes.
Because she was like, I don't have a bad thing to say about you. No bad blood. Duh. Like, I wouldn't like talk bad about you. And it's like, there kind of wasn't anything bad.
There's nothing bad because I headed it with, I'm just going to get this out there. And yeah, we've decided to let you go. We like you.
And she's like, yeah, I didn't think it was a good fit. And I was like, but you didn't communicate. And then she goes, I just felt like you didn't give me direction. And we all looked at each other, and I almost started laughing because I was like, we all gave you a direction to go. And you were just like, I don't know what to do, or I'm not doing that. And it was just like.
And I was like, well, you know what? That will be something that I will work on.
Yeah.
Like if you felt like you didn't get enough, then. But I'm like, I don't know how much.
And
I,
you were
I
up front.
Know.
You said, I don't micromanage. But you were like, I am great at supporting you if you say this is the direction I want to go. But I was very clear on, I needed you to assist me. And you just kind of veered off. Like, literally, she just walk away.
Right.
And she was like, oh, well, you guys, like, had it together. And she was like, no, that's how you're learning. Like,
right. But, like, you may have to stand around for a couple times. But, like, you are. But I did say, like, this is what you're hired to do is. Me and Caitlin are going to train you how we work.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to go off and you're strictly going to be with me. But you need to know how we work and you need to know how to mix color.
Well, that's
I mean,
and
like little things like that. Like,
cause she wanted me to help with those clients. She ended up doing those clients and she thought I was going to stay and help. And I said, no, I'm working that night. I'll be here to help you. And her clients were like an hour late and she wasn't even like foiling. And I did help her a little bit, but I was like, I'm not staying. And she goes, well, can you at least tell me the toner? I said, mix these two things. It's pretty simple. I've always gotten a solid result with that. I said, the hair's already light. And she was like, how do I mix? I said, do one part this, do a quarter of this, and then you mix equal parts. And she goes, what?
I know. But we had said
it was like so simple.
But we had said that every time, like every single time. Like, do you want me to do milliliters? Do you want me to do grams?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do ounce?
And it was just like,
you want me to do
freeze up?
One to one, one to half, one to two.
And I mean,
like, what do you
side by side with them? I said, you fill up to here, you fill up to there. And I said, when it's time for you to tone them, fill it up to here
but
with a solution.
But that's what we would do with her every single time.
And I had
time.
No clue. And
yeah.
She goes, what? Like for the second time. And she was like kind of moping around. She's like, you're not staying. And I was like, no, I'm going out with a friend. It's 7:30. I don't want to be here. I was here all day.
Yeah.
And I literally had to pour it for her.
Yeah.
And I was just nice. And I was like,
well, yeah.
I came back to check on her.
But it's like things like that. Like if you're coming out of school and being like, you know, I do want to assist, but I do know certain things and, you know, I'm ready to, I want to be Boothrin. I want to do this. Like, yeah, I don't know everything, but I just kind of got from her that she was like, oh yeah, I know how to do that. I know how to sew. I know how to do this. But then right whenever it came down to it, I'm like, can you go mix me bleach? She's like,
And I get being nervous because I've assisted you too, and I wasn't nervous about that, but it was just kind of like, I really didn't know how you like to do things, but I was like, I want to learn. It's like,
well,
I didn't make sure bleach right the first time. You just said, can you add a little more? And I'm like, those things are that simple, but I wanted to be good
at it. And everybody does
it.
Work different, and everybody utilizes assistance differently. Like, I like to give, I don't like to put too much on people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably maybe where this is the whole, I'm not just like here, hey, you're sewing in 2 weeks because I want them to be comfortable. I want my clients to be comfortable, all of that other stuff. So I'm like, I'm going to do what you're comfortable with. And that's how me and Caitlin did it. I'm
but
like,
she kinda
what
had
are
no
you?
No comforts. That was the hard thing too. It's like, what are you comfortable doing?
Yeah. But then when she said, well, I really just got no direction from anybody here. Like, yeah, I did learn things, but it's like, you guys wanted me to make all the decisions here. And I'm like, I don't want you to make all the decisions.
But we said, out of these options, what do you want to do?
What do you feel comfortable with? What do you want to do?
And she was like, maybe that's why I looked like I didn't know what I was doing because y'all didn't tell me anything. And it was like, ooh.
She's like, but I've learned so much from you guys.
And she's like, I'm so grateful. But again, her appreciation came from the night that I helped her. And that was a really odd situation.
Yeah.
And she didn't get done till like almost midnight.
Oh my goodness.
And it was like really weird.
you said it was really weird.
But to kind of like wrap it all up, it's really important for you to have goals for yourself. Because even then it was like, she also got defensive because we were like, we're not sure how much you want to do hair because she was very passionate about her other job. And it was very interesting, but she followed like no hair accounts. She didn't know a lot of things that we referenced. And she was like, no, I want to do hair. I mean, she didn't give that much attitude, but that's how I perceived it. And it was just like,
well, yeah,
but you didn't show it. So again, having direction and also taking guidance because I had a good conversation. She did want to assist me and she kind of hinted at it. And I said, I don't think you understand what a great opportunity it is to like work with Tracy. Like, she does good work. And I said, I'm still new. Like, I don't have much to teach you. I can give you a solid foundation, but I'm like, I still go. Like, I was like, I wish I assisted, because I think that that would have been a good experience. But my passion kind of carries me, and like my interest in hair carries me.
Well, definitely.
Far. And it was just like, you need more guidance than I would have ever needed.
Right. So. I've never had an assistant apply for that. Usually, like, people already know who, like, yeah, certain hairstylists are, or even local hairstylists that are popular, or, you know, huge hairstylists or hair companies, or they've already been watching kind of their own videos and
yeah,
and all these other things.
They have an idea of the stylist that they want to become, and that's okay if, like, your right. role models change or this or that, but it's like...
And some people do want to be... Well, Sydney was commissioned for over a year because she was like... She was like, I just wanted to be commissioned because I didn't want to have to worry about trying to rent a booth. I knew that I was going to build slow. I wanted to build slow. It was not a big deal, and that's what I wanted to do. And mm-hmm. then she even told her that. She had, like, a big conversation about it with her, and Sydney said, if you're really unsure, maybe just do commission. And then yeah. her whole thing was, well, I don't want to give up my money. I understand that.
And it always
that.
Came down to a money thing, but it was just like, the biggest thing too is like, be prepared to hustle. You are really working from the ground up. And if you didn't
start
in hair school, you have to hit the ground running even harder.
Even harder.
Because it's hard for people to come to you in a salon and you look unsure.
Right.
You know, or just like, hey, like, you're my first client.
Or if you just, yeah, look unsure, or you'll, even Caitlin's like, or anybody, they'll do like outfit of the day, walking into the salon, all these things. And it's not just to be like, oh, I'm just going to put it out here to make it look like I'm busy. It's like, no, I really am passionate and excited about doing hair. Like, I want to do hair. Like, this
presence
is what I
is
want to do.
A big part of it though, too.
It is.
So,
you know,
that's
so,
a few tips.
And it is tough in the beginning for everybody. I mean, Caitlin worked two jobs and then assisted me and rented a booth. And then... She was just like, and now she works every Saturday, every Sunday. But once she goes full time, she's going to slow down on, you know, she's going to get more of her life. Mm-hmm. And it's only, and I think whenever she'll really be good to go is going to be about at the 2-year mark. And mm-hmm. honestly, that's really good.
It is. It's a short-term trade-off.
It really is. And it's like, there are people, and I'm sure you know this, people who get 4-year degrees, 6-year degrees that they still start not making much money, even after all of that debt and all of that however many years put mm-hmm. in. We had like one of our front desk girls, she went to college and she was so depressed after she graduated because she was like, I'm only making like $3 more an hour than I made here and mm-hmm. I hate it. I'm like,
yeah, I mean, I literally was one of those people too, because I'm like, after 8 years, I finally started working for myself with my degree, but I did the math, like my first 3 years, I could have went full time working at Academy like I did in apparel mm-hmm. and would have made similar money. And I was like, I have a 6-year degree.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me, but.
Yeah. But I think maybe it's the same with hair school. These people think that, and I don't know what hair school tells them, but it's like, you have to hustle. You have to be very industrious on your own. Mm-hmm. You're not just going to get out and make 6 figures just because.
And be excited about something that you do.
Totally. The good energy is always a good one, but we still love her and all these things. It was a good experience.
And it was a learning experience on both sides, but mm-hmm. you just got to know the fucking vibes. And I'm the vibe. No, I'm kidding. Anyways, we love y'all. Thank you for listening.
Yes,
I hope
thank
that
you
that
for listening always.
Very helpful.
If you're
and
an
it applies
assistant,
to anything.
Yeah, really anything.
Mm-hmm. We just happen to talk about hair, but anyways, bye.
Bye.
Cut it out.